so this episode of In the Narthex is a repeat.
The Holy Archdiocese of New Zealand of the Ecumenical Patriarchate presents In the Narthex with Father Paul Patitsis. Join him as he shares with us the ancient apostolic faith of the Christian Greek Orthodox Church. And now your host, Father Paul.
Episode of In the Narthex, a radio program of the Sacred Metropolis of New Zealand. I'm your host, Father Pavlos, of the Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church here in Auckland, located in lovely Western Springs. It's been a very beautiful summer. I hope that you've been enjoying it. Just yesterday, I took a little walk with my daughters and my wife, my presbytera, and my son, walking around Western Springs Park. It's a lovely, lovely park with so many beautiful things to see, the lake, the trees, and of course the many birds, all of them hungry to eat something. Today we have a very special program, something that we haven't done before. We have an opportunity to interview one of our priests, one who has been a priest for many years and has served in this metropolis since the coming of His Eminence to our metropolis some 7 years ago. His name is Father Meletios. Generally speaking, in Orthodoxy, we don't say the last name when a person is a monastic. And Father Meletios is a monastic, a monk. And he has served faithfully for many years. So today, we're going to have an opportunity to hear a little bit from him about some of the ongoing work of our sacred metropolis. Before we do that, we want to begin our show, our program this week, with a little bit of music from a CD put together some years ago, I think in 2001, called Panagia With Us All. And it is from one of the songs of that album called Panagia Despina, sung by the little children of St. Demetrius Greek Orthodox Church in Rocky River, Ohio.
Panagia Despina,
Panagia Despina,
Here, here, Panagia,
Here, here, Panagia,
Aspile,
Aspile,
Que Charitomeni,
very simple and lovely song sung by the children of St. Demetrius Greek Orthodox Church in Rocky River, Ohio. And of course joining them was Father Christodoulos Papadeus, who is also a monk priest, an archimandrite, as is Father Meletios, of the Greek Orthodox Church in the United States of America. And we hope that he has an opportunity to hear the program today. And now our guest, Father Meletios. Father, first of all, I want to welcome you to our program. Bula.
Bula vinaka.
Bula vinaka.
Thank you very much, Father.
It's so nice to have you on our program. Tell me, Father, of course, I know some of the answers to the questions I'm going to ask you, but one very simple question. When did you get here, Father? How long have you were just in Fiji? When did you arrive?
Is it a half an hour ago?
So you're still with the wind in your hair then, Father. We're so glad to have you close by and glad that you could join us for our program.
It's my pleasure.
We know that you lived through that very difficult hurricane that was in Fiji. How are things presently for the church and for the country after the hurricane?
There was no problem, thanks God, on the whole Fiji. There was no victims. There was lots of damage in their houses. All the trees were broken. But now it's about 1 month after. You can't recognize everything is green again. Lots of flowers everywhere. And the life is continuing with full joy, as always, in Fiji. The people are thankful for their life. It's really enjoyable to live there.
Oh, thank you for telling us that, Father. We certainly were worried about you and the Archbishop during that Category 5 typhoon that came through the country. My first question to you, Father, the most serious question is, tell us a little bit about the state of the church in Fiji. You've been working there now. This is your first visit there. You've been there over several years. What do you see as the state of the Orthodox Christian Church in Fiji?
The church is growing now for a few years, and it's going very well. We have more and more every month, more and more Christians. We just few days ago, we had another 10 baptisms there in the missionary center in Yaparaskevi. The work on the big church of Holy Trinity is starting finally. As you know, we have already three churches there and three priests who are serving the liturgies. Spiritually, they are all growing, and it's really really amazing in the place like Fiji to see people making their Orthodox cross, understanding what Orthodoxy is.
And you know, I want to ask you a question before we get too far. You mentioned that there are three priests there. Are those priests, where did they come from? How did they come to serve there?
They're native. Two of them are Indian Fijian, and one, Father Bartholomew, is a Fijian, native Fijian. And it is really amazing. Every one of them have a specific, interesting story how they came to know Orthodoxy, to meet Yeronda. Of course, His Eminence is the one who is leading all that Ieropostoli missionary there. And some stories are really amazing. Father Varnavas, who was of Hindu religion, just moved with that simplicity and love that Yeronda has, and slowly brought his whole family. The other month we were there in Lambasa, where we have the Church of St. Nicholas and Athanasius, and we baptized his other two children.
Oh,
so now
lovely.
Whole his family is baptized, and many others from the neighborhood. He's really struggling because he's a little bit far away from the center there in Nandi. It's on the other island.
Yes.
And, I mean, we can speak about every priest, and they're coming to Orthodoxy really for hours.
Yes. Well, they are. I've met them, and they're quite an inspiration, all the priests there. But so your sense of the state of the church is that it's very positive presently. It's small, but growing.
Yes, of course. It is recognized now and from the government as a legal official church, and the archdiocese registered in the in their government in Fiji, so it's making some things much easier.
Well, I'm going to interrupt you, Father, just for a minute. We're going to go to another musical selection, but the reason we've chosen this next musical selection is because when I last talked to you in Fiji, I heard you teaching this beautiful song to some of the children there.
Yes.
And so I want to share with everyone of our listeners, our beloved listeners, this song called Agni Parthene, which means O Pure Virgin.
Parthene, be dear on us all.
beautiful song. We enjoyed it so much. Agni Parthena, the beautiful Virgin Mary, is sung in hymns in the Orthodox Church all throughout the world, of course. This particular song is not quite a hymn, although it seems to be entering churches more and more. It was written by St. Nectarius in the year 1920. He died and he reposed, so I don't know. We assume that he wrote it in maybe 1890 or something like that, but it was put into music only in recent times. And it was sung by the Icona sisters, as I've introduced you to them in other programs. They have such a beautiful way of singing. Now we're back to our guest, Father Meletios, who is an archimandrite of our sacred metropolis. An archimandrite, of course, is a terminology that means he is the head of a monastery. And sometimes the term is used loosely, but in Father Meletius' case, he is actually the head of a monastery. He is heading the monastery of the Holy Archangels in Levin. Father, you've known His Eminence for many years now, and so my next question is really of a more personal nature, because many of our listeners have never heard of Archbishop Amphilochios, and those of us who have heard of him might not know some of the kind of personal side of him that you would know as someone who's been working closely with him for the past many years. Could you tell us a little bit about how you met him, first of all, and what your impressions are of him as a person?
You're now asking a son to speak about his father and to say it in 2 minutes. But I'm thinking about one thing, you know, how to say something to people who don't know him, didn't have opportunity to meet him, is, it was interesting, sometimes ago someone brought me a book from a person who visited Patmos Island in the time when the elder Amphilochios Makris was still alive, and that book was on one page, one meeting with a priest monk Amphilochios, our elder now, and his experience with him. And it was amazing that it was the same feeling, the same experience of simplicity, of love, of self sacrificial love for unknown persons. And it's just difficult.
Don't worry,
to say
Father.
In so short time.
Whatever you're telling us is already offering us deep insight, and we thank you.
It is. I will just tell you one thing. You know, before I came to New Zealand, you said just previously that I came together with Yeronda. I was actually a little bit after him here in New Zealand. And when he left Rhodes, and once he was just visiting, the people are immediately saying, oh, our Yeronda, as they call him, is coming back and he's going to stay. And I was telling them, it is not possible, because he told me to come there and to help him. I'm just preparing to come. I mean, he can't stay here if I'm going there. And then when the people in Fiji met him, every time when he was coming, he would say, oh, he's coming and he will stay here. And everybody's so joyful when he is with them, and they're so sad when he's leaving. Everybody wants him to be around.
That's a beautiful way to express the man that has so much influenced the development of our church here, of course, and our own personal lives. He is a man of great love, and I think that you said it so beautifully, self-sacrificing love. Perhaps in our times, that's a little bit hard to perceive, because we're not used to that kind of love anymore. But certainly he does personify that. And thank you for sharing that, Father. And now we're going to I've chosen a song, Father, that I think you're going to like, because it does speak to the work that you do as, we can say, Ier Apostolos, which of course means missionary, but it means something more. It means the sacred apostleship, that we're trying somehow to plant the church, not just to make people like ourselves, but to plant the Holy Church in the hearts of the people that we visit. that they might know the Apostolic Church as we have been blessed to know it. And this song kind of ties together so many of the things that we've learned by working closely to the Archbishop. It's also from the same CD, from the Banayia With Us All CD of St. Demetrius Greek Orthodox Church.
Γιατί τα πόδια αυτά θα φτάσουν μέχρι και τρίτου ουρανού.
Γιατί τα πόδια αυτά θα φτάσουν μέχρι και τρίτου ουρανού.
Χαρά στα μάτια που δακρύζουν για κάποιον άλλο που πονά. Γιατί τα μάτια αυτά θα δούνε του παραδείσου τα γαθά. Παιδιά και ορφανά, γιατί τα χέρια αυτά θα γίνουν φτερά για να πετούν ψηλά.
Γιατί τα χέρια αυτά θα γίνουν φτερά για να πετούν ψηλά.
Χαρά στα ότα που ακούνε ψυχές πονεμένες με κραυγές. Γιατί τα ότα αυτά θα ακούσουν εύπιστε και δούλε αγαθέ.
Γιατί τα ότα αυτά θα ακούσουν εύπιστε και δούλε αγαθέ.
Χαρά στο στόμα όπου λέγει λόγια παρήγορα αγγλικά. Γιατί το στόμα αυτό θα ψάλλει με τους αγγέλους οσανά. Γιατί η πόρτα αυτή ανοίγει στην Παναγιά και στο Χριστό.
Γιατί η πόρτα αυτή ανοίγει στην Παναγιά και στο Χριστό.
Joy to the feet that walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, because those feet shall reach even the third heaven. Joy to the eyes that cry for someone else in pain, because those eyes shall see the good things of paradise. Joy to the hands that clothe small children and orphans, because those hands shall become wings with which to fly on high. Joy to the ears that listen to souls in pain and anguish, because those ears shall hear good and faithful servant. Joy to the mouth that says words of comfort, because that mouth shall chant with the angels, Hosanna. Joy to the home which opens its door to passers-by, because that door opens unto Panagia and Christ.
Lives of Saints of the Holy Orthodox Church.
The holy and great martyr Theodore Stratilatis. There are martyrdoms that are more than costly. The costliness of a martyrdom depends on the greatness of the good things of this world that the Christian gives up, receiving suffering in its place, and it depends also on the greatness of the suffering which he endures for the sake of Christ. Saint Theodore, a Roman commander in the army of the Emperor Licinius, and governor of the city of Heraclea, scorned his youth, his good looks, his military status, and goodwill of the emperor, and in place of all of this received terrible tortures for the sake of Christ. Firstly, Theodore was flogged, receiving 600 lashes on his back and 500 on the stomach. Then he was crucified and pierced through with arrows. Finally, he was slain with the sword. Why all of this? Because Saint Theodore loved Christ more than anything else in the world. He scorned the foolish and idle worship of the superstitious emperor, shattered the silver and gold idols, giving the pieces to the poor, brought many to the Christian faith, and urged the emperor himself to reject idolatry and believe in the one God. During the whole of his torture, Theodore repeated unceasingly, "Glory to thee, my God, glory to thee." He suffered on February 8th, 319, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and entered into the kingdom of Christ. He is regarded as the protector of soldiers who turned to him for help. His wonder-working relics were taken from Evhyatia to Constantinople and buried in the church of Vlachernia. Nah.
Thank you so much. Now we're continuing our program and our rare opportunity to speak with Father Meletios, who, as he's shared with you earlier on in the program, has just arrived from Fiji and has been working there with the Archbishop and went through that very difficult typhoon. I think it was called Typhoon Evan, if I remember correctly, but anyway, it's been a little bit of a time, right before Christmas it occurred. And now he's been sharing with us some of his insights, first of all on the Church, and also on the person of His Eminence, Archbishop Amphilochios. Father Meletios, again, welcome to our program. I have another question that I want to ask you, and then I understand you have some things that you want to ask me. But let's go first to the question that I have for you. We are somehow, whether we like it to say the word or not, we are somehow missionaries here in this country, a country that has been missionized hundreds of years ago by Methodists and Anglicans and, of course, Roman Catholics, all with great devotion. What do you see as something unique that Orthodoxy brings to this beautiful and very fertile country? What do you see, Father, that Orthodoxy might have to offer to New Zealand?
I would say everything, but a living Orthodox life, living as a, I believe, a true Christianity, I would say that that life for me is everything. On the other side, it's a personal question. It's something which each person needs to recognize and to see. As when Christ was walking on earth, he was calling people and saying that he is the source of that living water, he is the light, he is the door. But we need personally to recognize that and to come and to see. So I would just say that we need to live the true life in Christ, and people will recognize and people will see in their hearts what is that, what the Church is offering to them.
The way that you say it, Father, it sounds like you're asking people to maybe go a little bit deeper than perhaps they've ever gone before in terms of their relationship with Christ. Is that a fair assessment of your words?
Well, of course, yes. That is what it's all about. It's not just about the teaching of Christ. It's really meeting Christ. Because he came to meet us, not just to leave a certain teaching, a certain dogma to us that we will follow or know. It is to meet us, to touch us, to hug us, as I like to say.
That's beautiful, Father. You know, last program we talked about the encounter between Saint Simeon and Christ in the temple on Christ's 40th day. And we have, of course, the beautiful feast of the Epiphany. And what you're saying is reminding me, everything you're saying is reminding me of that encounter that Simeon had to hold the baby Christ in his arms, and perhaps even to be held by him. You know, sometimes little children will grab your beard or look you in the eyes, and I'm sure Christ must have done something similar to Simeon. But that's a very beautiful and personal way of expressing, Father, what Orthodoxy has to offer to New Zealand. At some level, perhaps it doesn't seem different at all, but at another level, perhaps it's to ask all of the Christians and all those who are here to go just a little bit deeper, as much as they can, into a personal and spiritual and mystical relationship with our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. So at this point, we have one final song we're going to share with you. I don't know if you've noticed, but the songs today have all been songs either about the Virgin Mary or about the life of mission work. And really, those two themes, although they might seem different to you, have a common theme in the life of the missionary, because we have the experience that when we're trying to do this work, we have to always keep the Virgin Mary, the Panagia, close to us, and to somehow be close to her. so that God is able to bless the work that we do here. So we have one final song to share with you, and we'll close out our program with that. Thank you for listening today.